right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The Biden administration has just released new details on hundreds of new sanctions against Russia in response to Alexei Navalny's death and the war in Ukraine, which reaches the two-year mark tomorrow. Correspondent Weijia Jiang says restrictions are tailored to target the military.
As an example, Russia's top company, Michelle, which is the leading maker of specialty steel used in Russia's attack helicopters, are sanctioned, as well as a railroad logistics company. We know that the processing for the Central Bank of Russia is also sanctioned.
Those sanctions go beyond Russia's borders. CBS's Bo Erickson.
Sanctions also target 26 entities outside of Russia, including business people based in China, the United Arab Emirates, and Vietnam, all whose companies the U.S. says make materials for Russia's military.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal UW system leaders struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. People with PFAS-polluted wells will have to wait for help from the state. Governor Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill that passed yesterday over the objections of Representative Jeffrey Meursault.
If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Meursault says the bill protects innocent landowners from liability. Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Registration is open for midterm start classes at Mid-State Technical College. These classes begin in March and April for over 20 programs. They cover programs in the areas of business, agriculture, university transfer, health sciences, and more. These midterm options are intended to be as flexible as possible. Continuing students can pick up an extra class to complete their program faster, and new students can sample what MidState has to offer. You can visit mstc.edu for more information. Senior Dining for Elders is coming back next week. It will be at the Hmong American Center in their main location in Wausau. Senior Dining will return on Thursday, February 29th. This is for elders 60 years and older. You do need to register to attend. You can call the Hmong American Center at 715-842-8390 to sign up. Senior Dining will be served every Thursday at 4:30 at 1109 North 6th Street in Wausau. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A few flurries or snow showers are possible this morning, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day. It's going to be a lot colder, too. High of 34 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 11. Tomorrow, sunshine 40. On Sunday, sunny 48. We're back in the mid-50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Terry Johns, CEO
Good
of our
morning.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. I was looking at the phones to see if Mike was
calling. Me too, and then all of a sudden I saw it flashing, and then I was not paying attention.
Terry and I are going to get into a bunch of fun stuff this morning. We got local good stories of the day, then a right story or two, some other great things we'll touch on, but we want to kick things off talking sports with our good friend Mike Clemens. Good to bring you back, sir. Mike, how have you been?
Good. How are you guys? I'm in Green Bay today. That's because we got a phone call, and they said, hey, Matt LaFleur's going to introduced the new defensive coordinator, this Jeff Hafley. So we had a good long conversation and press conference yesterday and spent the night in Green Bay and kind of recapping some of the changes on the defensive coaching staff for the Packers.
Cool.
Mike, how did that go? Is that where you want to start today?
Yeah. First of all, the story is, why did you fire Joe Barry? Mm-hmm. And, of course, average Packer fan is saying, well, Mike, did you see the Buccaneers game? Baker Mayfield, perfect passer rating, all that. The Vikings games where Justin Jefferson's running free. And I say, yeah, I know. But, I had Johnny Holland was a linebacker for the Packers in the late 80s and early 90s. Very good linebacker. Mm-hmm. Brian Noble and Brian and John Anderson. And he's now a linebacker coach for the last several years with the 49ers. So I went to the Super Bowl and got a chance to talk to him off to the side about, how often do you become a scapegoat in the NFL? Mm. And he thought about it, and he said, if you don't win one of those Super Bowls, you probably are, going to be nervous until spring to find out if you still got a job. Mm. Because he went from playing for the Packers, and then he took a year off, and then Holmgren called him back and said, how'd you like to be a coach? So he was one of the coaches when they won the Super Bowl with Favre and Reggie White. Then Holmgren took him to Seattle when they went to a Super Bowl with Matt Hasselbeck. And now for the past several years, he's been a linebackers coach under Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Hmm. And so we talked about this in depth, and I was talking about, Joe Barry being maybe a bit of a scapegoat in that situation and about relatability to players, those kinds of things. And then sometimes, you just make changes because, you need to get the attention of the players and maybe go in a different direction. So Matt LaFleur, I think at the end of the day, decided that Joe Barry was not making in-game adjustments. There's all kinds of things that he was doing. Remember I told you guys about how LaFleur moved him upstairs. Maybe he could see the field better. If he calls the games from the press box. Tyler Davis, a backup tight end, he had him on the sidelines holding up cards so it would help with the communication in the secondary. So you let go a guy who's basically a linebacker's coach. Joe Barry got a job now with the Miami Dolphins. And you bring in Jeff Hafley, who was a defensive back coach, like at Pitt, when they had a guy named, Darrell Revis. Mm. I think he's already in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah. Right?
And was around a lot of the other great defensive backs, Rondé Barber, some others. And they ended up, he then gets into the NFL. And he works for the Jets, Mike Pettine, who was a defensive coordinator for the Packers, then got a job with the Browns. Then he got a job as a defensive back coach for the 49ers before eventually accepting this head coaching job the last 4 years at Boston College. One of the guys that worked with him at two of those teams was Mike LaFleur, the younger brother of Matt. Mm. So you see, Matt LaFleur had all this information on this Jeff Hafley guy and watching him at Boston College and then bringing him in. So he'll specialize in the secondary. And I asked LaFleur about this, and he said, essentially, it's a passing game, and we needed a guy with a lot of expertise in coaching defensive backs to take the defense to the next level.
Mike, you were at the Super Bowl over a couple weeks ago. How did you enjoy yourself? How was Vegas? You made it back. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud and impressed that you made it back, sir.
Well, the court date's in May.
I know some guys. Mike. I can help. We'll talk off air.
Good. I'll just tell you. I mean, first of all, the game was the Super Bowl is the best access of any. There's a guy that used to work in Green Bay that now works on Park Avenue for the NFL. And I took him aside and I said, Zach, Thursday afternoon at the Super Bowl is the best media availability in all of professional sports. Mm-hmm. As you're sitting down, you're talking to guys like Johnny Holland and Oren Burks, who used to play for the Packers. Now he's there in the Super Bowl with the 49ers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, MVS. I got to visit with him again for a long time. Mm. You sit down with a cup of coffee and a croissant, and you just get to talk to these players. And since they're at the Super Bowl, the stories come out.
Yeah.
The season's almost over. They're at the mountaintop. So you get great stories out of it, and you meet guys from around the league. It's sort of like a convention. Next week, I'm going to the scouting combine in Indianapolis. I'll tell you, I did the last night I was there, I was able to go out and do a couple of fun things. I was trying to find unique things that, maybe my wife wouldn't want to go to, but I want to go to. I went and saw Rich Little perform.
Oh, wow.
At the Laugh Factory.
Whoa.
So the coolest part about this was he comes out, and of course he does all those great impressions that, I watched growing up as a kid. He tells the story about his big break was he was from Canada doing clubs. Somebody from CBS recognized him or thought he was pretty good, and they booked him for the Judy Garland show on CBS in 1964.
Wow.
And Judy thought he was great. Then he gets on the Sullivan show, and he tells all these stories about Ed Sullivan's show, Johnny Carson, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. What a great show. And then I said to the bartender, man, this is great. How long is this run? He goes, well, we're out of here at the end of the month. I go, why? They're tearing down the Tropicana. This is where they're going to build the Oakland A's stadium.
Oh, that's right.
Now, the Tropicana, which has been there since 1957, it's one of the originals. And you can see it, you know, it's getting to be a little bit run down. But that's where he and John Lovitz and some other guys are playing a place called the Laugh Factory. You'll recognize the background, you know, see it. So I got to see that. I also went to a place called the Neon Boneyard. It's where they've got all the old neon signs from the old days of a strip, like the Stardust, the Sahara, and all that. And you can walk around and take pictures of it. And it's a really cool display that they've got of old Las Vegas.
The actor in me wants to talk Rich Little with you, and his, being the architect of impersonators all the rest of the show. But I do want to make two quick notes. Mike, I should warn you, I am a huge, huge, huge lover of the NFL draft. I've been watching it with my best friend for over 30-some years. I love talking combine. I love talking scouting. So you have to join us after next week or something. We got to talk draft, especially where we have the draft this year.
Well, I'll call you. Yeah, you got five picks in the first three rounds, right? Listen, I'm not a draft guy. You know why? Because I have spent, you know, I know guys like you that have a draft board up on your living room wall. You're weird.
You're weird.
Yep. I don't get it.
Hey, that's not really what makes him weird, but yeah, that's a whole other show.
It's a long list, to be honest. But yeah, I own this, yes.
You know, we used to, now it's all online, but these guys used to buy these $20, $25 thick books with all these players. Like, do you understand you're not making any picks?
You are not in charge. Nobody is calling you to get your opinion on that. I don't know this wide receiver in the third round, but no, you're so right about that, and I can't help myself.
But for me, you know, it's like you're there, and they're bringing in all the quarterbacks, and then there's this kid named Baker Mayfield who's pretty cocky. Like, you know, he won the Heisman. And he's talking up a storm. You know, then there's a kid in there named Josh Rosen. And he's, I don't know, he kind of reminded me, not to say that you know, the Aaron Rodgers was cocky and arrogant, but just the way he kind of stylized his game. And who's another guy? Sam Howell?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But, and then there's a kid down at the end. I said, this kid reminds me of Favre. And he's 6'7", though. He could throw the ball flat-footed 75 yards and hit a receiver during the workout. I said, this kid I like. I like the way he talks. I like the way, you know, the way he approaches things, the way he carries himself, the way he handled us. That was Josh Allen. And that's when you say, this is the kind of guy that, you know, I want to talk to. And that ends up being the most successful of all those players.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such an imperfect science with such an important, I mean, the most, I would say, studied position in all of sports is quarterback, and we still haven't necessarily figured it out. It's very similar to starting pitching. I want to, when we have time, the next time we talk, Mike, I'd like to talk a little bit about Brewers beginning camp, but let's, as we're wrapping up here, talk a little Bucks, if you don't mind. Is what's going on with the Bucks right now much to do about nothing? There's a lot of season left to be played. The Bucks aren't exactly 0-20 or anything like that. And we've seen this story before. The Lakers some years ago, during the pandemic year, they looked like a wreck. They end up in the finals and winning the whole thing. It's not unheard of in basketball. It's a long season.
Yeah, but there's an awful lot going on. Mm. I mean, come on, man. First of all, You have this big buildup, a lovely day, you hire Adrian Griffin, and you fire him even though, you know, he's won 70% of their games. But it's true, they saw things, even though the Bucks are putting up 140 points a night, you know, the opponent was putting up 120. You're going to have some defense if you're going to go deep into the playoffs. What I can't get over is that in the last week or so, some of the things that Doc Rivers has said, I mean, I sent you guys some tape, like, you know, a week ago before the All-Star break, they lose to the Memphis Grizzlies and a team that's so banged up with injuries, it's mostly second and third stringers. And they go down to Memphis and they mop up the floor with these guys. So the Bucks lose that game. And at the end of the night, Doc Rivers says, I don't know, I think half these guys are still here and the other half were already on the plane to Cabo, to Cabo St. Luke's. He said that about his players, like, dude, that's not going to play well. And then at the NBA All-Star break, Doc Rivers does a series of interviews, one where he says, yeah, you know, I was helping the team last November. We found this out after Griffin was fired. Doc Rivers was consulting Adrian Griffin on things he could do. And then the Bucks call him and they say, hey, listen, would you like to be the next head coach of the Bucks? And he says, listen, no. I mean, I don't think you should be doing that. He goes, well, we've already fired Adrian Griffin, so the job is open. Do you want it or not? And he said, I didn't agree with what they were doing, and that's why I hesitated to take the job. I mean, so that's what's out there as you put this team together, back together after the All-Star break, and they take on the Timberwolves, who right now are the top number one team in the Western Conference. Mm. You know what's missing, though? Chris Middleton, he's still out. He's been out for 6 of the 10 games since River took over with a sprained ankle. He's going to miss tonight. He's going to miss their next game, too. It'd be nice to see Chris back. But I think it's kind of a fragile situation. Doc Rivers fired also one of Adrian Griffin's assistants yesterday, Nate Mitchell, coming back from the All-Star break. Because, you know, they've got way too many coaches. But, yeah, there's plenty of drama right there. We'll see if the Bucks can turn it around.
It's going to be an interesting rest of the season. Looking forward to it and seeing how that goes. And looking forward to talking with you again real soon, Mike. It's been too long. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, James. Everybody have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good one, sir. Safe travels out there. One of the best in the business right there, Mike Clemens, joining us to talk sports. We appreciate that. Mike tries to join us whenever he can on Fridays. We'll hope to talk to him again real soon. Terry and I will be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right, the same team that designs and prints for the Raptors, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
Spring is here, and S. Johnson Lawn Service is searching for a spray technician. Applicants must have a valid driver's license and a willingness to train. Wage will be based off experience. S. Johnson Lawn Service provides designated work trucks while on the job, as there are many exciting projects from retaining walls to whole remodels all throughout Wisconsin. Call 715-305-4729 today or apply online at Indeed.com and search S. Johnson Lawn Service. Located at 1201 South Oak Avenue in Marshfield.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High temperatures today have already been hit as a cold front slides through the state. We'll see more clouds than sun and spotty snow showers, which could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch on grassy areas. And temperatures tonight crash cold alongside blustery winds. Right now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, and a big thank you to Mike Clemens for hanging out with us for a little bit. That was fun talking with Mike. Appreciate the time from him. Let's go ahead and dive into a little entertainment news, Terry. And over on the Sunrise Show, you and I touched on this one. Dolly Parton's Pet Gala came out this past Wednesday on Paramount Plus. Looked like everyone who was attendance had a blast. In addition to all the cute animals, got to see Dolly perform with Lainey Wilson and Carly Pierce. That was pretty cool. If you watch the video, Lainey Wilson looks like it takes her a minute. Like, and I love
like
that.
Just the pause of, yeah, am I pinch just, myself?
Am I really? Yeah. Like, it's such a cool little moment. And she, I personally am a big fan of that young lady. And I, one of the things I like about her is her genuineness.
Yeah.
I really feel like I obviously don't know her and you never know, but what you see is what you get, it feels like. And in part, I could say that because of moments like that where you could just see there's no airs. She's not putting on here. She's all of a sudden, she's like 7 years old listening to Dolly Parton in her living room or something like that. And now she's on stage.
Yeah, that's really
cool. It's pretty
cool.
There were some things that came out of this, and we just thought we'd have some fun touching on some great Dolly stories that we've stumbled upon recently. You and I touched on the fact that when she did the 78 Playboy cover shoot, she said, the only way I'm doing it, I didn't want to be naked unless everyone knew it was a joke, and we kind of talked about that a little bit there. Well, how about this one? Dolly said last month that there still might be hope for a Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot. What? They are still working on that. Dolly was an uncredited producer on the original show. I can't imagine most people know that. I can't imagine a lot of people knew that.
I'm just kind of wondering why. Not why did they know. Like, why did she... Oh, you know what I mean? Like, what made her dabble in that?
Because, I'll tell you right now, because Dolly Parton is arguably the smartest woman in business ever. And smartest Fair. Woman in entertainment ever.
Yeah.
She understood really early.